Welcome back to the pod, where we talk about fixing golf swings, we talk about leveling up your golf game, and doing all the little things that add up over time. We talk about treating golf like a skill-based sport, because it is a skill-based sport. Quick fixes don't work. They could set you the right direction, but at the end of the day, what's going to set you apart is your hard work, your hustle, your dedication to the game and to the process. And that's what I'm all about. And I'm going to give you a quick backstory. And if you've been here before, you've heard it before, but I started this podcast 100 episodes ago. So this is number 100 anniversary episode. And when I started it, it was because an amateur golfer asked me where they should go find good information. I could refer them to books and some things, but major media sources always preach quick tips, like go do this, you'll get better, go fix this, you'll get better. And not that there's not no value to those things, there's some, but there are very few sources that talk about the process. And I wanted that to be me. And I was like, well, here's your time to step up, like be a leader, lead by example, talk about the things that are actually going to help golfers out. And that's what I wanted to do. That was my goal. And I hope if you've been here for a while that you feel that vibe, you feel that come across, because I want to inspire hard work and I want to help you make better decisions. And I want to help you learn the right way, learn what you're truly bad at, what you truly need to spend your time on, and then prioritize those things and get better at them. And then when you get better at them, figure out what's next. I want to help you make better decisions. I want to help your golf game. This is not the end-all be-all resource for golf, but at the end of the day, what I hope you can find here is we can systemize some things, we can help guide you the right direction, point you to some resources that are truly valuable and helpful, and help just guide your learning process. And that's what I'm here for. I think we've built a pretty amazing platform. I wanted to do 100 episodes and I kind of gave myself a benchmark, and we just passed that benchmark on episode 99, and I thought that was pretty cool. I didn't really know what to expect in the beginning, but I just wanted to say thank you, and let's roll into today's epi. So I wanted to talk about fixing your damn flip. A lot of people know what a flip is. They recognize they might have one. They either have a flip or a cast, but at the end of the day, they're having a really hard time hitting the ball with forward shaft lean and creating a low point that's in front of the golf ball. Now, before we hop into how to fix it, let's hop into why that might happen. For most people, that's going to happen because their club face is really open. Their club face is really open, and they're going to make it more square by flipping the club. And that's one way to close your club face. Although what it's going to do, it's going to create problems with the bottom of your swing. It's going to create problems with creating a repeatable dynamic loft and just a repeatable golf shot. So it's not the way we want to go about squaring our club face. Now, let me tell you what a flip is valuable for. A flip's valuable for some people who have too much shaft lean. A flip's valuable for somebody who struggles with bunker shots, who doesn't know how to use the bottom of their club. A flip is valuable for somebody who wants to hit flop shots. There's a time and a place. At the end of the day, the golf club is a tool. It's something that we can use in a multitude of different ways. But when we're talking about our stock shot, we're talking about the shot that we're going to play 80% of golf with. How do we go about creating that shot so we don't flip the club? So it stems from an open club face. And when those things happen, there's also another series of events that tend to happen. Most players are going to stall out during their pivot. The stalling of their pivot helps them square their club face and flip it. So if you want to create a massive flip, like if you're that person and you're like, I need more flip, generally less body rotation through the hit, throwing the hands ASAP, and that's how you flip the club in short. But nobody really needs to do that. I mean, maybe less than 0.5% of the people out there. We're going to talk to the masses. And I would say that 90-ish, 95% of amateur golfers could create a better angle in the downswing, could create a more forward swing bottom, could create better contact more consistently by loading the club properly and pivoting properly through the hit. So let's talk about that. So you heard me express earlier that having a flip is a product of an open club face, generally speaking. And the first thing we should do is diagnose where that open club face comes from. Does it come from your grip? Does it come from how you take the club away? Does it come from how you progress the club into the backswing? Does it come from how you progress the club into the downswing? Where is that club face getting open? And that's where having a really awesome coach to help you with this can speed up your learning curve. But some of you don't have access to that, and or maybe you just don't have the resources, or maybe you're just DIY and you're like, hey, I want to go this journey alone. And you got to figure out where your club face is open. So figure that out first. I'll say as you take the club back into the takeaway position, club shaft parallel to the ground for the first time, we want that club face angled down between the 1 and 2 o'clock position. So we want the club face angled down at the ground. And the one way you can always test this and always test if your face is square or squarish is bring the club down without manipulating your hands at all. Bring the club down to the ball and see what it looks like. Take it away and bring it back. What you'll find is that if your club face isn't square, it's not square. And that's a great self-assessment tool. And that sounds simple, but I don't see a lot of people that do that or utilize that. Or if they do utilize that, they cheat and they manipulate their hands. Don't manipulate your hands and come back and let's see what your club face looks like. Now, irregardless of how closed your club face is in the backswing, how closed it is at the top of your swing, most people are still going to have to rotate their lead wrist to make the club more closed coming into the hitting area. That's what most professional players do as well. There's a rotation of the club, of the butt of the club face that happens through the hitting area. That doesn't mean our club face isn't square to the arc, but all good players rotate that club to some degree. You have different styles that require more and less club face rotation. Dustin Johnson would be somebody who requires less. Louis Oosthuizen would be somebody who requires more. And there are pros and cons to both. But at the end of the day, what you need to understand is I've seen a lot of people that even get the club to the top of their swing in a respectable position. But from that point, they falter and they don't get the club face closed enough in the downswing. Now, let's say the club face is semi-square or square enough or whatever. Let's get into how we're going to fix that flip as we get down there. Well, I'm going to start by just saying, like, let's teach ourselves what impact should look like. Let's figure this out on our own and let's create a position at impact where we have a lot of shaft lean and figure out some different feels for what that might feel like. So we want that body turned open 30, 40, 50 degrees. You can exaggerate it. We want that shaft angled forward as far as possible. And what you're going to learn and feel as you're doing that is as you create more shaft lean, you actually have to have that club face more closed to offset that shaft lean. Even if you had a square club face, square for your most recent swing, if you hang on to the club longer, you need a more shut face to offset that. So this is why I'm almost always perpetually shutting club faces, is because even if that ball is curving to the left, a lot of times it's curving to the left because they're unloading the club early, not necessarily because their club face is too shut. I know this is kind of technical jargon, but hang with me here. Let's say you understand kind of what impact should be like. If you go to swing the club, you're not just going to get there. Even with the best intentions, you have old muscle memory that needs to be broken down. You have to break that down through repetition and skill work. Skill work, technique work, and then eventually that skill work and technique work is going to blend its way into your golf swing. But that doesn't happen without putting in the skill work and the technique work. Once you've built a golf swing, it is a bit like riding a bike. You can come back to it and have good fundamentals if you understand the fundamentals and what you've built. If you haven't done that, then you got to work to get there. And this is where you really got to front load your work. Like, I'll be honest with you here, it's going to take some time. It's going to take a minimum of a couple months to install a decent amount of shaft lean into your swing. And that's just a ballpark. It could be more, it could be less, depending on the person. But expect it to take time and expect that this is going to be something that's really challenging because your ball flight is also going to be hard. There's just a lot to do. If we're going to create more shaft lean, I like by starting with, you can call it like a rib whacker drill, or it's also been called like the Punisher drill, where you're going to take an alignment rod and you're going to put it in the butt end of your grip. Okay, and you don't have to worry about damaging your clubs unless you got something goofy in there. But most clubs, all there is scotch tape, and you're just going to punch a hole in that scotch tape with the alignment rod, stick it into the butt of the club, and then it's going to set you up with a little more shaft lean, which I don't hate. But then as you come down and through, you're going to practice keeping that alignment rod off of your lead side. We're going to do that, and you're going to organize that by keeping your wrists bent differently. And then I do want you to be observant of your club face as you're practicing this, because most of you are going to observe a wide open club face. We're going to practice swings like that. You can hit balls like that, but keep keep the alignment rod off of your side, off of your lead side. Don't let it hit your lead side. We want to really learn to create some shaft lean. That's an excellent way to do it. And it's a really good skill building tool. There are also other things that I think are valuable, but this is the one that will give you the most dynamic feedback. And the feedback's ASAP. I've never seen somebody hit themselves so hard with a stick that it left some type of bruise or something, some type of bruising. But what I will say is know that there's a stick on the end of your rod and be careful with it because it's there. I don't want you to get hurt, but understand that all the people I've seen do this, I haven't seen anybody who's really done anything too goofy. But just know that it's there. Use your best judgment and practice swinging. Start with a wedge. Start with something short and learn to reorganize these components. Learn to reorganize where the ground is, how you're unloading the club, and or in this case, not unloading the club. And what this is also going to do, and you may not recognize or feel this right away, but it's going to create a much better pivot through the hit. You cannot create this kind of hitting scenario without pivoting well through the hit. And as you're doing this, you're going to learn. You're going to learn how to move through the ball. Your arms and your body are going to sequence together very nicely. So there's a lot of side benefits. I like this drill as something to come back to reorganize some things and to train low point and to help create shaft lean. I'll say another tool that I find that is really valuable is called a swing guide. And it's just a little yellow thing that goes onto your grip. And then when you swing, you keep it on your forearm as long as possible to help retain that and give you some more feedback as to how long you're holding the angle in your wrists. The swing guide is a good one, but what I'll say is a couple things. Most people are going to tend to still leave their club face open when they use a swing guide. And the other thing is that it does kind of take some supervision. It takes some supervision as to how to set it up for your grip style. I do think it's a tool you can use. You just have to understand it's kind of a specialty tool and just work within it and watch what your club face is doing. And then most people, if they just take a swing guide and they go swing, full swing on the range, they're not going to make any substantial changes. You really have to slow it down and practice the skill work, practice the technique work, practice that, and then eventually start to layer in the longer swings, the more full swings. One question I get a lot is, well, should I go play golf? You should always go play golf. Don't discourage yourself from going to play golf. Golf is the reason that you're doing this. Golf is the reason that you're listening to this podcast. So go play golf. But when you're playing golf, understand that you're in the progress of learning something new. You want to work towards that. So don't just abandon your work when you go play golf. Use it in your pre-shot routine. Practice these things. Practice in your pre-shot routine. But then when you step up to hit the golf ball, just do your best. Do your best to execute on what you know a good golf swing to be. Don't go into the paralysis by analysis. I could probably do a whole podcast on that. And just play golf. Have fun. Play golf. But while you're out there, don't abandon your work. Keep working towards your goals. As we're working through these things, I think these are two really awesome tools that can help you build some shaft lean in your swing. One thing to understand about shaft lean is a lot of people desire shaft lean, but they don't really understand the purpose of it. The reason is that we want forward shaft lean because we want a low point that's in front of the golf ball. And with things like our irons, we have enough loft on our irons to be able to hit the ball with some shaft lean and still create the nice high ball flight. When we're hitting a driver, we don't want a bunch of shaft lean. Not unless you're like Dustin Johnson and can swing the club 130 miles an hour, in which case he actually has a little bit of shaft lean. But for everybody who swings it slower than him, you don't want little to any shaft lean. You want the shaft to be very vertical. So what we're doing is we're controlling the dynamic loft with shaft lean, and we're also controlling where the bottom of the swing is. So when we're hitting a driver, we're not trying to hit down on it. When we're hitting an iron, we are trying to hit down on it. And that's the purpose of shaft lean. We want to hit down on the ball. We want to create a forward divot. And that's what it's helping to serve that purpose, along with other factors. But for today, we're going to keep it on the shaft lean talk. Well, you guys, gals, I wanted to kind of give that out there, put that out there, because I know there are a lot of people that struggle with their flip. I hope that gives you some perspective on to why most flips happen and some tools to work towards fixing it. At the end of the day, don't plan to fix your flip overnight. It takes time. Work with a good coach. Work with resources if you can. It takes time. Use your resources as you can. Work towards being better. Get 1% better every day, or even less than 1%. Get 0.1% better every day. Work towards your goals over time, and you will get there. I want to thank you guys for listening to this. 100 episodes and cruising. Do me a favor, if you've been listening, leave this thing a review, tell a friend about it. I will catch you back here, same time, same place, next week.